produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great day, everyone. Hopefully everyone has had an amazing week. My name is Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Just want to thank the Lord up above for just waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for just being who you are in my life, Lord God, and all the mercies that you share and shed each and every day. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for Finding My Way Radio, Lord God, for this platform to be a blessing to so many people across the nation, Dear Heavenly Father. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for just keeping me in my right mind and in my right spirit, Lord God. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for just being a covenant over my life, Lord God. Even sometimes when our flesh want to do wrong, Lord God, even when fear sets in, Lord God, Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for just being you all by yourself. And Lord, just continue to bless everyone and their families. Bless those that are in the Bahamas with the storm that happened, Lord God. And Lord, just continue to just be a blessing in your almighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. So great day to everyone. Today I wanted to come to you from the beginning. From the beginning in the book of Genesis, verse 9. Chapter 9, verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, "And Noah, God blessed Noah and his son, and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea into your hand, and they delivered. Every moving thing and liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herbs have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall you eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require at the hands of every beast, will I require it, and the hand of man at the hand of every man's brother will I require the man, the life of man. Whosoever sheddeth man's blood, be man, shall his blood be shed. In the image of God's man, God made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. And God spaketh unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the fowl of the cattle and every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off and more by the waters of the flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of my covenant, which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the clouds, and it set be a token of covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that bold that shall be seen in a cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, every living creature of the flesh, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the clouds, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature and all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of my covenant, which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And the son of Noah that went forth of the ark, where Shem and Ham and Japheth and Ham and his father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and them when was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be an husband, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered with his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaanite, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took garments and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backwards and covered the naked of their father, and their faces were backwards, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to him. And so in reading that, I just wanted to say that, you know, sometimes even in the midst of the things that we go through in our lifestyle, you know, we still have a covenant with God. And oftentimes, even in the midst, he still covers us with his blessings. Even if he sends someone, maybe it's an angel, maybe it's a mother of a church, maybe it's a cousin, it's someone that keeps you covered. And I'm so glad to know that, you know, even in the midst of all that Noah went through and the covenant that God made, and even in the midst of his drunkenness, that his sons covered him, right? It was a covenant that, you know, God have for us all. He provided the flock. He provided and told us to be fruitful and multiply and to create others down here on this green pasture. But even in the midst, he still covers us. I'm so grateful to know that even in the midst of all that we go through in life, that we're still covered. I'm so grateful to know that even when we know that we do wrong in our sin, that he still nurtures us. Aren't you glad about that on today? To know that even sometimes we may get off the track of our journey, that we're still covered. There's someone that prayed for you. There's someone that prayed for me. I'm super grateful that, you know, that covering. When you just think of at night, for those of us that sleep with covers, some of us, we go through menopause and hot flashes and all of that, to know that we're still covered. We're still covered by his grace. It's his grace and his mercy that covers us. He tends to the grass that we see that grows during the summertime. And certain times of the year, the grass may get burnt out. The grass may wither. But even still, in the midst of the seeds that was planted, those little teeny seeds that were planted to make the grass grow, that it will replenish itself. And God is that replenisher. He plants the seed down inside of us. He already knew the wrong in our lifestyles that we would possibly do, or that he knew, honestly, that we would honestly do in our lifetime. He already knew. He knew before he planted us in our mother's womb. And so, you know, when you begin to look out at the grass, some grass may be higher than others, right? Some people, it's just a wavering of your faith. Of some people, you know, as I always talk about the faith, some people faith, they have tall faith. They have big faith. And, you know, the twigs and the things that may grow in the corn mazes of the seeds that was planted and planting a sunflower. It grew really tall, right? It grew really tall. And even with the flowers and the things that are planted, of how, you know, the bees come and it manifests and it produces things. When you really, really think about the manifestation of the green pasture and the things that, you know, grow from a seed, just a small teeny seed. And the fact that, you know, we can sometimes wither and we can get burnt out. And sometimes, you know, with a tree, if you look at the structure of a tree, it's amazing. It really amazes me that, you know, a tree, when it grows and we may not have any rain and we get in a rain drought, of the fact that those roots will search for water. And so oftentimes, even with us, you know, when we get in a weary state, and it shouldn't be that way, when we get into a weary state, or the fact that things in our life are not going the way, you know, sometimes we stray away, right? Our roots doesn't go and reach and find the living water. But, you know, a tree always searches for that living water, of knowing that it needs that living water to keep producing. To keep producing. You know, when fall time comes, those leaves, they wither away. They wither away and they crumble. Some of the leaves, they hang on as long as they can hang on to the branches that they grew on. And, you know, over time, this journey gets hard of being a Christian. This journey gets hard. And so you hang on as long as you can. We've all been there where we wither away from our faith. Maybe it's the loss of a loved one, right? That maybe tests your faith. Maybe it's the thought of, or the loss of you losing your home, losing a spouse. Come on. Yes. And in the midst of this, you know, those leaves begin to wither away. And in the meantime, you know, it's some things that's happening in the midst of that trunk of that tree. It's some things that's happening with that grass as the seasons begin to change. That it recultivates itself. And so even in the midst of us, of being you know, a Christian, we have to allow God to do the recultivating of us, And sometimes within some certain seasons, we wither away. Certain times in a season, we allow the wind and the waves to toil us. And so even in the midst of all of that, we know that he's there, right? He lies dormant. And sometimes he just want to hear you to call his name, to know that you still know that he's there, right? Even in the midst of sometimes it may be dark, it may be lonely, even though you're in a house full of people, you're in a village full of people. And sometimes it just seems that you don't know which way to turn. You don't know whether to turn right. You don't know whether to turn left. And we know that he's there. We just want him to just work something out really miraculous for us. Sometimes he lays really dormant to know that, you know, I'm here. But this is part of the test that truly, truly makes you who you are today. Or that's who he's going to make you later on. He has to see if you're really ready for the journey that's ahead. And oftentimes in walking through a corn maze, we get lost, right? We get lost. And just to think that he's that helicopter that's up above, that he knows exactly where you are. It reminds me of, you know, being a young child and my parents would take me to the fair. And in the midst of going to the fair, there would always be like this like little maze of this thing that we would go through. And you would go through this maze. And in the midst of going through this maze, you know, you would bump up against some walls of some things because you would think that you would see the clear pane and this is it. And I'm going to get out of here. And so you begin to turn left. And you go left and you just can't seem to find your way out. And so then you go right. Many of us, we're up for the challenges. And sometimes many of us, we're so hard-headed. You know, we don't want to ask or reach out for the help. And when we know that God's hand is forever there. And so we go left and we just keep going. We're fine at the moment because in the midst, we're making our way through the corn maze. We're making our way through this maze that we're in. And we're skipping along and we're excited. And, you know, we have, you know, maybe your cousins with you. You know, your cousins and, you know, other family members will come and go along. But then your cousin, he goes right or she goes right. And she realized that, you know, hey, there's a way over here. And then you go. And, you know, everyone's having fun. It's all fun and games when everyone is getting through and you have someone along by your side. And then you get disconnected and you can hear the voice far and saying, come this way. You got to turn left. I turned left and I turned right. Come on, you can get it. I'm almost at the end. I see the end. The end is drawing near. And so in the midst, you know, you're stuck. You turn right and you turn left and you went another left. And now you're facing a pain that's there. And we can't go anywhere. We're stuck. And so with our faith, we got to have faith to either get us through or we got to reach upon the Most High to get us through. Right? And so in the midst, you're stuck. Sometimes in the midst, we feel that we can do it all on our own. That's fine. They left us. You know, we get in resentment that, you know, the person has left us. And sometimes it's out of their own doing. Right? Maybe it's the time that God wanted them to go so that you can really, really see him. See him for who he is and to know that he's there and you haven't focused on him in a while. And so sometimes he has to get us to reflect back on us. Sometimes we may go off and, you know, we may drink from a cup that we shouldn't drink from. And so God has to pull us back to our nakedness, right? From when we first got here, he has to pull us back to our nakedness. And Ham, in verse 9, chapter 9, verse 22, and Ham, the father Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two sons, brethren without. And Shem took the garment and laid it upon both of their shoulders and went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backwards and they saw not their father's nakedness. And so, you know, I'm so grateful that he sees my nakedness, but he's willing to help me to get forward, to go forward, even in my nakedness. And so, you know, in the midst of your journey, you know, we go through so much. And it's so easy for us to turn our backs. We turn our backs on you know, our families, we turn our backs on some things that the preacher may have stated in the pulpit and he stepped on our toes, or some things that he know that's been going on in your life. And it was said in his spirit to pull you up and to pull the covers a little bit, to say, hey, I see your nakedness. I was sent to tell you, you got to get your acting out in order. Get your house in order. And your house meaning your temple, of getting your temple in order. And so oftentimes in the midst of the seeds that were planted, of if you're going back to the scripture of train a child up in the way they should go. And so when they grow old, they will never depart. And so even in the midst of going back to our grass, you know, those seeds are planted. That tree, that seed was planted. In us, the seed was planted. And so sometimes the cultivation has to happen under the surface. That's where, you know, it's not the clothes and the makeup and the attires that we put on that makes us who we are and whose we are, right? Because these old raggedy garments, they can't go to a kingdom and to that mansion that he has for us up there. And so sometimes he got to get to the dormant part of us, to the nakedness of us, to the nakedness of our souls, and begin to cultivate it there. And to begin to nurture us in a way that we see that, you know, he's not going to leave us or forsake us, right? We sometimes really get into those dark places. And so in the midst of those dark places, you know, you got to be cultivated. And it's some manifestations that has to happen that's going to groom you. And that way, when the season change and the time change and it's your time, right? If you look at bushes and things that are around, in a rose bush and the hydrangea and things like that, and the tulips, you know, different flowers, it's different times of the year that they do their best, that they tell you to do the planting. And so when that bulb is put up underneath of that ground in the sun, when the sun comes out and that sun begins to shine and that sun beats down on the ground to cultivate it and heats that ground up. And when the heat and the pressure is put on, sometimes we all have to be backed into a corner in order for some things to really, really begin to take place in our lives. You know, the rent is due, or it's some things in your life that you procrastinated on that needs to be done, but you dragged your feet. And so that sun sets out and it beams. It comes out really, really pretty. It's going to be some cloudy days. There's going to be some days it's going to rain. But guess what? Those rainy days are going to prepare you for those sunny days, if you really, really think about it. And so in the midst, it's some things that's happening in your life. When you begin to look at the things in nature, I just love to just sit outdoors and sometimes just remind me of just how good God is in my life. The greenery that he has around us and how it begins to change to the orange leaves and the purple leaves, and, you know, to just walk through the forest. God's looking and walking through the forest and looking for his best fruit. And so what are you going to do in the midst when the sun shine? Are you going to allow him to cultivate you? Or are you just going to remain that seed that's just planted and not even get out there and be fruitful and multiply and be a blessing? And in the midst of the fruit that you have already harvested, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do after the flood, after the storm, after the hurricanes? We still have work to do. And oftentimes, many of us just want to be the seed and just not do anything with our seeds, right? Many of us, we say, oh, I'm going to plant this and I'm going to plant that and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And before you know it, four seasons have passed. 365 days have passed. The time is now to begin to plant your seeds and to cultivate and to do what it is that was planted deep down inside, right? Noah had a task to do, and even in the midst, he still had to gather the animals. He still had to do what it is. And so I'm so grateful for my beginnings, right? All of our beginnings didn't maybe start out so great. Maybe many of you may have been in a foster home, or, you know, maybe didn't come from the best background. But what was cultivated along the way to where you are today? What pieces did you pick up along the way? Some of your leaves may have fallen off. You know, some of them may have been cultivated back down into the earth. It may have been some other seeds that was planted in the midst. And so there's all sorts of things that we go through in our life. But it's so many things that even in the midst, when we go backwards in our nakedness, that God is still there. And so hopefully this has blessed someone as much as it has blessed me, as I begin to look around at all the many wonderful things that God has done in my life. I'm grateful for the things that He's preparing, right? Even the things that's unseen in my life. And I'm forever grateful that the sun sits high and it truly shines on me, even on a cloudy day. I'm forever grateful that His grace and His mercy brought me through, and that I'm living this moment because of you. And I truly, truly want to thank Him and praise Him too, because His grace and mercy, it has truly brought me through. And so I pray that this word touches you and blesses you, and you begin to plant your seeds so that it can cultivate, and so that when the sun shines, as He do each and every day, even on a cloudy day, that you'll get out and you'll be fruitful and you'll multiply the seeds that He has already planted inside of you. So be blessed and go out and do the good works of the Lord and share your good tidings and good cheer with someone. My name is Natasha Allen, here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking the time to put the mask on you. You can follow me on Facebook at Natasha Allen. You can follow me over at Nurture by Natasha VIP page there as well. We go live there on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you can definitely follow me and follow the goodness that God has truly, truly blessed me with. And you can follow us on Instagram as well at Nurture by Natasha. So thank you so much. Thank you, Finding My Way Radio, for this platform. And have an amazing, amazing, amazing day.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah.
Make me fall, yeah. So I'ma leave it.
not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in. Trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.